You're perfect, exactly as you are. You don't need to change. There's nothing to do and nowhere to go. It's already here. You're already perfect. Living in Quantum Love with Devra Laval will, in very simple terms, help you to understand that you are not who or what you believe yourself to be. Devra will share her own direct experiences, as well as interviewing enlightened guests who help shed light on our misunderstandings and limited beliefs to reveal the truth that we already are and have never left.
Welcome to Living in Quantum Love. Today's show is called The Wonder of You. This is Devra Laval, your host, and you're listening to a Dream Vision 7 radio network broadcast here at 1510 AM WMEX Boston. Heard every third Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 5 p.m. Pacific. You can also tune in to my show on Dream Vision 7 radio network every Thursday at 4 a.m. and 4 p.m. Eastern, which is 1 a.m. and 1 p.m. Pacific time. To learn more and for a full station broadcast schedule, go to dreamvision7radio.com. Hello, everyone, and welcome. This is Devra Laval, and I'm very excited to share with you another adventure into consciousness. Today, I have a very special guest, but first, I'd like to thank everyone who has sent in their questions and comments from my show last month, which was entitled, What is Awakening? Today, I'm honored to have another amazing guest. His name is Bert Harding, and he has written 5 books and has over 700 YouTube videos of talks and questions and answers, and has also conducted workshops internationally. Bert is here to remind us of the love that we really are, beyond the personal stories that we carry. So we may come to recognize what we have always known but have forgotten, the beauty and wonder of our own true essence. And this is why today's show is called The Wonder of You, which also happens to be the title of his new book. Bert created a 5-step program which came from an inspiration, and it shows the individual a direct route to their own true being. Therefore, the 5 steps are steps towards the realization of one's true state of emptiness as joy itself. Bert uses his 5-step program in his Skype sessions, which when repeated a few times brings clarity and healing to many areas of one's life. Bert has conducted studies into higher consciousness for 30 years. He teaches internationally and had his own TV series on the body-mind connection. Bert's final enlightenment was revealed inwardly to him by Sri Ramana Maharshi, that being that there is only the present moment and everything is just an illusion. Bert speaks of his miraculous experiences of the light that is really unconditional love. When I hang out with this remarkable man, I truly experience the great light that he is and that we all are. So be ready to dive into the light that you are today, right now. Bert Harding comes from Malta and currently resides in British Columbia, and he is with me here today. Welcome, Bert. I'm thrilled to have you join us today.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm very pleased to be here.
Well, I'm so happy. We've planned an exciting show called The Wonder of You. I just love that title. It's wonderful.
Thank you.
Well, first of all, I'd like our listeners to get to know you a little better. I know some deep secrets, like you were Mr. Eastern Canada once, but now...
Yes, that's a long time ago.
Well, now you're Mr. Canada of the awareness world, as you're the founder of the Awareness Foundation in Vancouver. So let me begin by asking you a question. Out of the many experiences that you've had, Can you briefly share one experience you had that changed your life?
Thank you. Yeah, I had three light experiences, but the second one was the transforming one, especially after delving into it more. The last 6 months really brought greater clarity. This is something that happened when I was married to Sylvia, my wonderful wife. out of the blue, what happened one day, I just developed a fever. And the fever reached a peak over 105 temperature.
Wow.
There was no reason for it at all. I didn't eat anything bad. I didn't do anything to create it. It just happened. And then I would go to this fever. It would be very intense. And after a while, when it abated, I would go into tremor, you know, a lot of trembling. So this happened for quite a few days, and I lost a lot of weight. Sylvia wanted to call the hospital, the doctors, and I said, no, you know, because you see, at the moment it was happening, I felt that this was something extraordinary. You see, when I, since I was 8 years old, I had impaired vision. Well, during this fever, my vision, my sight was more than 20/20. It was very clear. So I knew that there was something deeper. I wasn't afraid of death or anything like that. And I said, no, don't call any doctors. This will soon be over. But on the fifth day, it was Friday, I couldn't get up. And at that point, it came to me that I'm dying. And I didn't want to tell Sylvia that. But she called the hospital, 911, and they came with the ambulance and took me to the Vancouver General. When I arrived there, incidentally, to tell you that my body have all lesions, what do you call them, these lines of black.
Lesions? Yeah. Oh, wow.
Over my body, buttocks. One leg, my left one was larger than the right. I was a mess. I was so pale, like a sheet. But anyway, while I was in the hospital, I experienced an out-of-body. And at that point, all discomfort, everything just disappeared. And I felt so good. And while I was in that state of out of body, I saw all the doctors and nurses and patients there, and I could feel what they were thinking, what they were seeing, what they were experiencing. Like I was one with everything, but it was such a wonderful state. It was a totally detached state. But what was very clear to me is that everyone's feeling or belief system was that we are just a body. And animated meat, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, there was a light that began to approach me. But at that point, I don't know whether it was approaching me, getting larger and larger, or I was moving towards it.
Right, yeah.
And I was engulfed by this light, and it was so bright. It's just like a thousand suns, you know? But, of course, it wouldn't bother my eyes because I was just out of the body, and I could look at it very clearly. But what was so memorable, I have no words for it, it was unconditional love.
Mm.
It's just like when you have a family, and you love your husband and children so much, but multiply that with 1,000 times, and that's how I felt much love.
Wow. That's a phenomenal experience.
And it was the most wonderful thing. Then I felt all of a sudden I was back into the body, back to the pain body. But it left me feeling so joyous, so good.
Mm-hmm.
I had a big smile on my face. And when Sylvia looked at me, somehow I felt that she understood how I was feeling at the moment. One doctor looked at me and he said, you know, seeing me smiling, he said, this is very serious. But I couldn't keep a straight face because I had so much joy in me.
Uh-huh.
And anyway, they thought that what was happening to me was something I contracted in some foreign land.
Uh-huh.
Because they were asking me questions like, where did you come from? Where did you go? You know, where were you when this happened?
Uh-huh.
I didn't really have any answers because it just happened. They put us in a room isolated room, no windows or anything. Sylvia and I, and they kept us there for about 16 hours. Sylvia wouldn't leave my side, you know, so she slept on the cold floor just to be closer to me. And then the next day I was tested by a doctor, but they never found anything.
Isn't that something? Wow.
Yeah, and I knew that it was a matter of a few days before I'd be okay. And within 4 days or so, I was back home, perfectly normal.
And we're glad to have you here, Bert.
Thank you. The doctor left me with this quote. He said, well, it's probably some food poisoning. So when people asked me where you were, what happened, I told them, well, I just had some food poisoning. Because I couldn't explain what happened. I didn't even know myself. And it is something that, as time went on, it became clearer and clearer to me how it led me to experience and to feel what I was feeling, you know.
Uh-huh.
For the last 6 months, I've been exploring NDEs, you know, near-death experiences.
Right, yeah.
And
Well, one of the things that you were mentioning is that you've been researching the phenomena of light as the source of life, whose nature is like unconditional love.
Yes.
Could you talk about this light as unconditional love? It's a different way of seeing it.
Yes.
Because, I mean, I know Eckhart Tolle talks a bit about something like that, so it would be great to hear from you. So.
Yeah, I wanted to explore it further by doing some investigating myself. So
mm-hmm.
I contacted the INDs. It's spelled INDS. It's an International Association of Near-Death Studies. And they've done a lot of research. As a matter of fact, they had thousands and thousands of NDE experiences. And they also said that they've had reports, though, up to about 13 million people having NDE experiences. But what is interesting about this is that all experience of the NDE was similar. That is, they experienced going out of body, then experienced the light, going through a tunnel, and then the experience was itself unconditional love,
mm-hmm.
a love that had no words. In fact, they wouldn't talk about it until they were actually asked to tell the story. So most of the people who reported these incidents, they didn't even tell that to their own, husband or wives or...
Well, because people have a hard time believing.
They wouldn't understand, right?
In our world today, yeah.
Yeah,
although
well, even when it happened to me in the hospital and Sylvia was close to me, I didn't actually tell her until much later
mm-hmm.
what happened. There's always the feeling that somehow this is so extraordinary that it's hard to understand unless you are in it.
Absolutely. There's something that I want to ask you. In your book, The Wonder of You, you say that if you allow the light to heal you, then it becomes the responsibility of the light. I think this is quite fascinating, it being the responsibility.
Yes. Well, yeah, that's something that came to me, and I became very convinced of it. You see, when something happens to somebody, they get sick, they immediately go to a doctor. And this is a very natural, normal thing for people to do because they believe they are the body, you see. And when you believe you are the body, then you seek healing towards the body. But But if you know that you are a light being, that your true nature is, you know, unconditional love, and that, you know, some call it God or Source, and when you know that this is who you are, then you trust it. And the wonderful thing is that the moment you start trusting that, rather than going out of your way to find some healing from outside Source, the moment you trust it, things begin to happen. You know, you could be watching a movie and somebody says something and it will be just what you needed to hear. Mm-hmm. Or you buy a book and it was just the right thing you needed at the moment. Or it could be anything, a quote from a friend. And so when you trust it, things begin to happen to lead you to that which you need. You see, and healing will happen every time.
Yeah, that's quite amazing. So in other words, we put all of our marbles basically in the basket of the light to heal us.
Yes, yes. Yeah. And when you do that, that's when healing actually happens, because you are trusting that which you are, you know, which is the true state of you, you know.
Do we hold it up by not feeling that way or not believing that? Can we hold up our hand?
When you experience the light, when you are in that experience, it comes to you that this is who you are. It's not something that you believe in. It's something that you know beyond a shadow of a doubt. And it's with you always. So when something starts to go wrong, immediately you turn to it. See, when I developed that fever, I had a prior experience of light, which was a brief one, but anyway, still had it. And when Sivya kept saying, I should call a doctor, I kept saying, no, you know, this is going to be fine. And I knew that. And even when my eyes became perfectly normal, 20/20 vision, which was the first time, because I always suffered from impaired vision ever since I was 8 years old. I knew that was part of what I needed to listen to, mm-hmm. to listen within. Then when, of course, I couldn't get up and I felt I was dying, I couldn't even talk. Then Sivya called 911 and it was inevitable.
Wow, that's quite amazing. One of the things I was also interested in, and I think it's really important for our people, but we can start it and maybe finish it off because we'll have a break coming up shortly. I love what you said about our emotional pain. That is, that all of our emotional pain stems from our need for unconditional love, which we already are, but just don't know it.
Yes, you see, this is the most wonderful thing, and that's why things became so clear. For example, I always give this example. If a mother is yelling at her son for misbehaving, and the more she yells at him, the more he misbehaves. But if we were to go to that child and ask him, how do you feel? What is it really happening? If he were to be in touch with his feelings, he would probably say, Mommy, can't you love me as I am instead of the way you want me to be? In other words, he is seeking unconditional love. And this is what we want from our relationships. Yeah, it's nice when people tell us, well, you're handsome or you're healthy or I love you because you do this so well. We want to be loved for more than that. We want to be loved for being who we are. Mm-hmm. And that's the need for unconditional love. So when we begin to see all the negativity, anxiety, fear, depression, guilt, it all stems from a deep need for unconditional love. So if we try to get rid of the feelings of negativity, then we compound the problem. You control how you feel. What you feel is a lesson to be learned, and the lesson is always the same. There is only love. There is nothing else but love. Love is the only thing that works.
Mm-hmm.
And that is very, very strong, that came to me from the light experience, that this
that
is our true nature.
That is definitely a life changer if people can really understand that deeply, that they really are the love. Nothing but love, because we identify ourselves with so many things in this world, don't we?
Yes, yes, very much so. We understand what we hold on to, a strong belief, is that we are the body.
Exactly. I want to keep talking about this, Bert, but we'll be taking a short commercial break right now. Okay. And the numbers to call in are 617-237-1234 or toll-free 866-338-9663. Bert's offering to give away a copy of his book, The Wonder of You, to a lucky winner. To be part of this draw, simply write to me at info@devralavelle.com. That's info@devralavelle. And in the subject line, write Bert's Gift. We will draw a name September 16, 2016. And to find out more about Bert and his work, please visit bertharding.com. That's BURTHARDING.com. So we shall see you after the break.
Whether you're a longtime spiritual seeker or just looking to make sense of this crazy world, gaining a new perspective by questioning everything, including your learned concepts about who you are and what life is, requires a radical shift. Devra LaValle, master life coach, visionary, and modern-day mystic, can facilitate a profound transformation that isn't about acquiring, but rather unlearning, to reveal the core truth that has never left you. To learn more about Devra's online courses, books, and private sessions, email her at info@devralavelle.com or visit devralavelle.com. That's DEVRAHLAVAL.com. Join us every first Sunday of the month at 7 p.m. for Heart Living with Dr. Cynthia Bischoff, where you'll discover life wisdom and achieve greater spiritual awareness. Through Cynthia's coaching tips, healing stories, and inspirational interviews, you'll improve your relationships, find greater balance, and achieve inner peace today. Join thousands who've transformed their lives through Heart Living. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Ask Dr. Love is now on the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network every second and fourth Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Dr. Jamie Turndorf, a.k.a. Ask Dr. Love, is a psychotherapist, author, love and relationship expert who offers advice and answers to your relationship questions. Hear about Dr. Love's groundbreaking new Dialoguing with the Departed technique that enables you to reconnect and make peace with a loved one. This show is for you, the listener, and Dr. Love wants to hear from you. Call 866-338-9663 or 617-237-1234.
Life. We can either be bystanders or creators. Now is the time to awaken to your divine identity and the power of the I Am within to create a joyous and fulfilled life, no matter what your circumstances are. There are answers to life's big questions, and there is a spiritual path that leads to soul liberation and ascension. Join us every third Sunday of the month at 6 p.m. Eastern Time for Prophets for the New Age with Carl and Nancy Showalter on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Whether you're a longtime spiritual seeker or just looking to make sense of this crazy world, gaining a new perspective by questioning everything, including your learned concepts about who you are and what life is, requires a radical shift. Devra Laval, Master Life Coach, visionary, and modern-day mystic, can facilitate a profound transformation that isn't about acquiring, but rather unlearning, to reveal the core truth that has never left you. To learn more about Devra's online courses, books, and private sessions, email her at info@devralaval.com or visit devralaval.com. That's devralaval.com.
Invite the Kids for Love Project, an enrichment program, into your school, classroom, or wellness center. Kids for Love Project is focused on teaching kids unconditional love for self and others. The project is a journey into self-discovery. It consists of fun, creative tools to learn self-love, like I choose love, I am love, I stand in love, and utilizing one's energies with reconnective healing and tuning into one's intuition for inner guidance, plus connecting to our natural surroundings. Kids who hold love for self do not bully or harm others. Let's cultivate a kinder world that holds compassion for all. Teaching the power of love to our kids is the way. To learn more or to bring Kids for Love Project to your school, contact Deborah Beauvais, 508-226-1723. That's 508-226-1723. Or go to our Kids for Love Project on Facebook.
What if everything that you've been taught about who you are and what life is has been untrue? Join Devra Laval, host of Living in Quantum Love, where she'll explore and dissect the limiting beliefs and wrong understandings that have only served to keep us not only separate from one another, but from our own selves. Living in Quantum Love can be heard every third Sunday of the month at 8 p.m. Eastern on the Dream Vision 7 radio network. Join Devra and take a leap to freedom.
Welcome back, everyone, to Living in Quantum Love here on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Broadcast at 1510 a.m. WMEX Boston. Heard every third Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 5 p.m. Pacific. You can also tune into my show on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network every Thursday at 4 a.m. and 4 p.m. Eastern, which is 1 a.m. and 1 p.m. Pacific time. The numbers to call in are 617-237-1234 or 866-338-9663. Today's program is called The Wonder of You. And for those of you who have just joined in, my guest here today is Bert Harding. Bert is the author of 5 books. His most recent one is entitled The Wonder of You. He is currently conducting and offering a 5-steps program, and Bert uses his 5-step program in his Skype sessions, which, when repeated a few times, brings clarity and healing to many areas of one's life. Hello again, Bert.
Hello.
Just before the break, Bert, we were talking about how emotion and is kind of, how did you put it? You said the emotional pain stems from our need for unconditional love. I think that's
yes,
okay.
Yes. This is one thing I've always wanted to stress in the many letters that I answer every morning and on my video tubes, is that whenever we are in negative, there's nothing wrong with us. It is a lesson that we simply need to learn. We are not a body. And what we are is really unconditional love, a presence, an aware presence. So now whenever frustration, depression, anger, fear, guilt happen, the first thing we do, and everybody follows the same pattern, we mentally try to control it. We try to get rid of it. We begin to say that there's something wrong with us,
right,
and we actually feel bad for feeling bad. But in truth, if we learn to be quiet, take a deep breath, the moment you feel bad, acknowledge it, and then see the lesson in it. The wonderful thing and the simple thing is that no matter what you're feeling and how bad it is, it is always a lesson towards unconditional love.
Wow.
And so this is why, you know, the greatest teachings of Jesus were always love and forgiveness. Mm-hmm. And forgiveness comes in to forgive whatever you are feeling. And the thing is that we start feeling guilty when we are, there's a negativity and trying to overcome it. But if at that moment we see that it's a lesson we need to look at, then it becomes an indirect forgiveness of it, you see, because forgiveness is really realizing that really there's nothing to forgive. Mm-hmm. Everything is as it is. And it's this is the process of evolution, of growth of consciousness, mm-hmm. of learning to come to that point where you realize you are a divine being, you are love itself. And love is the only thing that makes sense, and I can never repeat it enough. If there is no love, there is only suffering. If two people argue and they want to be right, why did I want to be right? They want to be right because they want to feel okay, which is love.
And they want to be loved, right?
Yeah, right. But nobody wins.
No.
Because love is missing.
Uh-huh.
And everybody, all they want is love when they are arguing, really. Because everybody wants to feel loved and to feel okay.
And that goes for ourselves, too. We beat so hard on ourselves, don't we?
Yes, yes. This is part of deconditioning, you see. And the mind becomes so programmed mm-hmm. that it goes to the subconscious, and then it gets triggered spontaneously, you see. Mm-hmm. And so we have to become aware that every time you're not feeling good, it's okay.
It's okay. Yeah.
Take a deep breath, acknowledge it, and say, there's a need for unconditional love in this. Let me see it. Let me look at it.
Mm-hmm.
And the moment you start doing that, there is a revolution or in your evolution.
A revolution in your evolution. I love that.
Yeah. It just came out that way.
So by looking at this stuff, basically, when it comes up and really catching it before it turns bad, basically, that's like the revolution is catching it.
Yeah, right. It's okay. Becoming aware. You see, the point is always to be aware. That is the secret. Uh-huh. Your very nature is awareness. You are the presence of awareness. Awareness is not a singular thing. Like, for example, it is consciousness itself, and consciousness is not local. You know, people think, oh, I am conscious. Well, I am consciousness, but it's not a person. It is not a body that is conscious. It is consciousness is non-local. It is universal.
Universal.
There isn't a space in the whole universe that is not consciousness. You see? So every portion of life, everything it is. So when you pass away from the body, you become even clearer in your hearing, in your seeing, in your feeling, in your understanding, and even in your thinking. Because you take everything with you. When I was out of body, you know, the feeling prior to it, I thought, oh, you know, it would be like being dead. But on the contrary, I was more alive at that time, happier, freer than I've ever been before. When I returned to the body, then I felt like a heavy load, you know. Ooh, you know.
Oh, you know, this is really great information for people because we're, you know, generally so afraid of death because we believe we're the body.
That's right.
And so when we realize or have an experience like you, then, and you coming back and telling us about this, it's so beautiful because it gives people that sense of peace, I think.
Yes, it would be so good if people would also listen to those videos of NDEs, the legitimate ones. There's so many, thousands mm-hmm. of them. And if you tuned into the INDS, the International Association of Near-Death Studies,
uh-huh.
which is a big one on computer, they'll give you all the information you need. And they were very, very helpful, you know, in helping me to do the research for the last 6 months. And it brought answers. Even more confirmed that I always believed that love is the only answer, and this confirmed it even more. And now I see its simplicity. It's so simple. You know, people say, I want to wake up to truth. Stop. Don't try to wake up. See that you're already it. You are already divine light. You are already that unconditional love. All you have to do is see it. And how do you see it? Every time you're negative, stop. Look at it. What are you seeking? And you will find, if you are truly honest with yourself, you're always seeking unconditional love. Always, always, always. And once you start reading that, that's what awakening is all about. Waking up to your true nature. This is the wonder of you. This is the beauty of you, you see. Yeah.
Beautiful. I just want to clarify for the listeners that NDEs are near-death experience.
Right.
Rather. Yeah. So
people who have actually died, they flatlined, the brain was dead. But what happens lately, and thank God to the medical profession in this particular case, is that they've come up with techniques for resuscitation. Uh-huh. And they're really good. And some people have actually been dead for 8 hours. Completely.
I'm going to have you hold that thought, Bert, even though it's a hard one to hold, because we have a short commercial break coming up.
Okay.
But hold that thought. You're listening to Dream Vision 7 Radio Network broadcast here at 1510 AM WMEX Boston. Heard every third Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 5 p.m. Pacific. And if you'd like to gain a deeper understanding of how to live in quantum love, I have an online course that will reveal what it is that keeps us from living in quantum love. Much of this material might be new to some of you, and you likely will have some questions or comments. So I would love to hear from you. Write me at info@devralavelle.com or visit my website at devralavelle.com for more information. As a special gift, I'm giving an electronic version of my Mystic Inspiration cards to anyone who signs up for my newsletter. The cards were a result of my first book, The Magic Doorway into the Divine, which has been referred to as a roadmap of the spiritual journey. Simply go to devralavelle.com. Now, to contact Bert Harding, you can do so by visiting his website, bertharding.com. That's bertharding.com. See you after the break.
Whether you're a longtime spiritual seeker or just looking to make sense of this crazy world, gaining a new perspective by questioning everything, including your learned concepts about who you are and what life is, requires a radical shift. Devra LaValle, Master Life Coach, Visionary, and Modern Day Mystic, can facilitate a profound transformation that isn't about acquiring, but rather unlearning, to reveal the core truth that has never left you. To learn more about Devra's online courses, books, and private sessions, email her at info@devralavelle.com or visit devralavelle.com. That's devralavelle.com. Are you ready for the quantum age?
Humanity's next step in evolution?
Dream Vision 7 Radio Network invites you to the extraordinary platform of Evolutionary Voices for the Quantum Age.
Let's explore. Learn more about this upcoming age where we bridge science with spirituality.
Where potentiality meets reality.
Where we take compassion into action.
Our trailblazers and visionaries will ask the whys, the what ifs, while igniting continuous possibility.
Come along with us into an age beyond what we know today, where we can grow together in unity consciousness.
Experience Evolutionary Voices for the Quantum Age, Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Eastern on DreamVision7Radio.com.
J.T. Lewis is the big brother of Jesse Lewis, who died in Sandy Hook Elementary on December 14th, 2012, while saving the lives of nine of his classmates. JT found comfort after Rwandan orphan genocide survivors reached out to him from their country to express their condolences and share their personal stories of tragedy and healing. Inspired by the love that was shown to him, JT started Newtown Helps Africa, a nonprofit organization that helps young people in Africa and beyond who've suffered personal tragedy and have shown resilience. He successfully sent one young Rwandan woman to college for 4 years and plans to do much more, all the while inspiring many young people around the world to turn hardship into an opportunity to make the world a better place. Link on to NewtownHelpsRwanda.org.
Whether you're a longtime spiritual seeker or just looking to make sense of this crazy world, gaining a new perspective by questioning everything, including your learned concepts about who you are and what life is, requires a radical shift. Devra LaValle, Master Life Coach, Visionary, and Modern Day Mystic, can facilitate a profound transformation that isn't about acquiring, but rather unlearning to reveal the core truth that has never left you. To learn more about Devra's online courses, books, and private sessions, email her at info@devralaval.com or visit devralaval.com. That's DevrahLaval.com.
Join Dr. Bernie Siegel on Mind Health Matters every first Sunday at 8 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network. Bernie will draw from his inspirational personal journey, offering us special nuggets of his sacred wisdom. Listen in as Bernie reminds us to be fully engaged in life.
What if everything that you've been taught about who you are and what life is has been untrue? Join Devra LaValle, host of Living in Quantum Love, where she'll explore and dissect the limiting beliefs and wrong understandings that have only served to keep us not only separate from one another, but from our own selves. Living in Quantum Love can be heard every third Sunday of the month at 8 p.m. Eastern on the Dream Vision 7 radio network. Join Devra and take a leap to freedom.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Devra LaValle on Dream Vision 7 Radio, and you're listening to Living in Quantum Love. And today's topic is The Wonder of You. My guest today is Bert Harding. So, Bert, when I asked you to hold that thought when we signed off, do you remember the thought?
One thing to remember too, that whenever there's any negativity at all, we always try to overcome it. It's part of the natural conditioning of the mind. We try to change, to improve, to get better. And the wonderful thing about your true nature, the wonder of you, is that you don't need to do anything. All you need to do is keep remembering who you are. And who you are is unconditional love, because without that, there is no peace, no happiness, no harmony. And so remember that whenever there's negativity, it means there is something for you to learn at the moment. You take a deep breath, you sit with it, and then look at it. How am I seeking my true nature? My true nature, which is unconditional love. Mm. And I guess I try to make it as simple as I can.
Well, that's pretty. That's beautiful, Bert. But the thing is that some people feel frustrated that they can't feel this unconditional love. Is there anything that could help us with this dilemma?
Yes, yes, yes. The thing is always to look at what is at the moment. And you said some people are frustrated. Frustration is part of negativity. So look at that frustration.
Mm-hmm.
For example, if you're feeling frustrated, always remember that when you are not feeling in alignment, when you're not feeling quite yourself, there's nothing wrong. It is just that you're stepping out into so much body consciousness that you are forgetting your true nature. So keep remembering all the time that everything that you want or need is unconditional love. It is the only thing that works, the only thing there is. But by asking yourself through frustration, what am I really, how am I seeking unconditional love? You see, there is a part of you that is saying, why can't I get it? Why don't I feel it now? Why don't I wake up? And this is part of the mind asking why, when in truth, the mind cannot give us any answers because the mind causes all the problems. So the problem can never be the answer itself. So what we have to do is be quiet and listen to the heart. When we ask the heart, you see, asking the heart is so simple. For example, let's say you're depressed. You can ask the heart this way. How would I rather feel instead of being depressed? And your heart will tell you, you want to feel happier. You want to feel okay. It's right. That simple. So yeah. Listening to the heart means going back to your natural state, and your natural state is always harmony, love. Unconditional love simply means that you are happiest and you are most yourself, not when you are being loved, but when you know that it's unconditional. Uh-huh. You can be yourself just the way you are. And by relaxing into your total being, that very relaxation, that very being is itself unconditional love. You don't achieve anything. You don't go any place. You just remember who you are and you've always been. Your body will die, yes, but you will never die because you were never born. You are unconditional love. And this is, we're now approaching a very big change cosmically, globally. You know, we're going to go through many changes in every sense of the word. Sometimes this is good news, and sometimes there can be so-called bad news because a lot of things are happening, even weather-wise and everything else. But this is all part of the growth process. Uh-huh. We are maybe entering now the fifth dimension, which is beyond time and space. Now, here's another thing to remember, too, is that all negativity comes from simply being caught in time and space. But only the body is caught in time and space. You are not. When you are out of the body, you are not in time and space, so negativity is impossible. So negativity is limited thinking. It's limitation.
Bert, I want to ask you this question. I ran across it in your book. I love how you describe the human form as a shell that covers the soul of being. Is it this that causes our suffering, perhaps?
Yes. The identification with the body. But the body is a gift. We have to love the body. The body is a wonderful thing to have because it is through the body, which is the mirroring of our true nature. For example, you know, why have we been born human when it causes so much limitation? Well, the reason is this. In truth, we are perfect. But in order to experience it on our own level, in order to, for us to evolve into that state permanently, we need a mirror. See, the eyes see. This is the best way to put it. The eyes see that you have. But there is one thing that the eyes cannot see because they see everything. They cannot see themselves. Well, in the same way that the spirit of us, the pure awareness of us, cannot see itself, cannot experience itself. And so it creates a mirror. That mirror is called human being. But they both need each other because all life in its limitation is a duality. Although there is no duality, in truth there is only oneness. But it seems to be a paradox to create a comparison. How can we know real joy unless we know sadness?
Mm-hmm.
You see, so in other words, when we get in touch with what our limitation, that in itself becomes a transcendence of limitation.
I just love how you put it, because you bring in such compassion into these situations that seem impossible at times.
Yeah, and also it's so important to learn to accept yourself as you are, because even the slightest guilt or shame, or you try to control it, it exacerbates it. It makes it worse. So the point is to try to always take a deep breath when you're not feeling good, and just sit with it. I am seeking unconditional love. You don't have to figure out how you're doing it. It will all become clear in time. Just be very patient with yourself, because you are a very beautiful being just as you are. And that is the one thing. This is how to love yourself. You are as you are. And when you accept it, it is that very acceptance that will make you flower into your being, because there's no work to be done. You know, we don't do anything, really. You know, the heart is beating by itself. If you put food in your mouth, it is being digested. It is being assimilated. It is being eliminated. It's all being done. You don't breathe yourself. You're being breathed. You know, so it's the same with thoughts. You're not the thinker. Thoughts just happen. They come from the conditioning, from the subconscious. Mm-hmm. So, in other words, relax, man.
I love it. I love it. We so need to hear this message, because so many people are trying to be something, trying to be better, trying.
Yes.
In effect, it really puts a stress on us, doesn't it?
Yes, yes. And stress causes all the problems. The number one disease, which is cancer, is many are agreeing now that it's, stress is the major cause of it. And the other is bad eating. You know, eating too much meat or eating too much toxic stuff instead of alkaline, you know, food, you know, which is cleanliness. Because our pH balance goes out of balance.
Oh, it goes in there, it makes it
more toxic acid than alkaline. So that also contributes to disease.
Well, Bert, we're coming to near the end, but we have a minute or so left. And I'd love to hear what one thought would you leave today with our listeners.
Oh, thank you for that. Yes, I'd like to do that. So the one thing that I always do when I get up in the morning and go to bed at night, always remember and say the following, you know, I am, because what you are is I am. That I am is birthless and deathless. It is the truth of you. Say, I am divinely guided and protected, and always at the right space, at the right place, and the right time. And always remember that who you are, just as you are, is okay. Always take a deep breath the moment you're caught in any negativity, and don't do anything. Don't try to get rid of it. Just take a deep breath, because the breath brings you into the moment. And just be here. You are beautiful just as you are. And the moment you allow yourself to relax and be and keep remembering who you are, that in itself becomes the growth of the awakening, in other words.
Thank you, Bert, so much. That is so beautiful, and I really believe it, and I know the listeners do as well, and they're going to practice it. And thank you so much for sharing your insights and wisdom with us.
Oh, thank you so much for inviting me here.
Oh, I couldn't not invite you. And I'd like to thank everyone listening for being part of this adventure. And I invite you to listen to this show again, and please share it with whomever you feel might benefit from these ideas and insights. And I know some of it might be new or unfamiliar to you, but I hope it expands your vision and perspective. In fact, I know it will. Why am I even hoping? This show can be accessed again in the archives, and to contact Bert Harding and to read about his works and offerings, please visit bertharding.com. That's BURTHARDING.com. And there you can find all the contact info to reach Bert. And make sure you enter the draw for a free copy of Bert's wonderful book, The Wonder of You, by writing to me, Deborah Lavelle, That's info@deveralavelle.com. And in the subject line, write Bert's Gift. We will do the draw on September 16th, 2016. And some more information, just for your... I'm going to give you a little bit from The Magic Doorway into the Divine, which was my book, birthed out of my first awakening experience. It's available for only 99 cents on Amazon. And my new book, Leap to Freedom, is also online, and both can be ordered from your local bookstore. So thank you, everyone, for joining us today, and I look forward to spending time with you next time. And I leave you with my guest, Bert Harding's quote, "I am divinely guided and protected and always at the right time and the right place." Love to you all. Till next show. I would die
for. Please join Devra next time as she delves ever deeper into how living in quantum love can free you from the chains of limited concepts we've been taught all our lives. Devra's personal experiences, along with her enlightened guests, will chip away at what keeps